size, the smell, the taste, the color, whatever. You know nothing. But you know a lot. You know how much? Do you remember? How much do you know about Apple?
Infinite amount.
Infinite. You know about the Eve. When I say Apple, you think about the Eve, Adam, the beginning of knowledge. That is in the Apple. Yes, it is. Because whatever lovely we have is in words, is in expression, is in culture. I was talking about beauty. Where is the beauty? The moments of nature? Of course. But only the moments. Look at the painting. Listen to Mozart. What about that? That part of us, this we. That part is what we're talking about. And that part starts with dream. You know what's the best part of that dream? The hope is in the dream. Let's go back when I was not here. Something was missing with my arrival, with this breath, and responsibility comes, good and bad. Before that, there was no good and bad. In the time of the dinosaurs' times, what was good, what was bad? Nothing, everything was okay. Life was there and flourishing. Okay. With the human being, we talk about being good, not being good. And with that good, we mean something. Something that it's in our collective understanding. Which will be understood with a special sense. What is the sense of understanding this? Common sense, remember? As I said, we have five different senses. First is common sense. Common sense is something that it's in we, and nobody will prove it, nobody question it even. Everybody knows that, okay, this is it. That common sense. Then we go to imagination, then illusion, then thinking and practicing fikr and zikr, then at the end we arrive at something else we call aql, intelligence, because that's the real one to us. You see, these two sides. This animal one works with these five senses, the breath one works with the other five, and it's looking to the opposite direction. The animal one wants to cheat. One of the good domains is in the dream, because I work better in the dreams. Then dreams are a gate to imagination, and imagination is everything. Remember? Do you remember? Second paragraph, book one. It said, all and everyone thinks that imagination is nothing, because it looks like nothing. But everything depends on that, especially our compassion. Our fight is over imagination. Our understanding is upon the imagination. Our pride is there. Our honor is there. Everything is that khiyal, that imagination. Here, let's go back to these doubter fellows and see how Prophet deals with them. Who is the guilty party? Are you good enough to? Please. You never know. You should ask. I'm sorry.
What line?
Is line 2875. Page 337. No, 537.
How one of the companions
pleased with him, thought disapprovingly, why does not the prophet, God bless and save him, throw a veil? One of the prophet's companions conceived in his heart dislike of that recoilment, thinking, gray-haired and venerable old men like these, this prophet is putting them to shame. Where is generosity? Where cloaking? Where modesty? The prophets cover up hundreds of thousands of folks. Quickly again, in his heart, he asked pardon of God, lest he should be disgraced for objecting.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, quickly he apologized, and we know this is a trick in the story, because Rumi wants to let us know that the guy is not a bad guy. But the doubt could be there. Why? Because of all this? Yes. This is one of the problems of our explanation. We talk about the beauty. Always. We turn around to see the beauty and we ignore the ugliness. We ignore the emptiness. We look at the bright side of it. And that could fool us sometimes, to go to extreme and forget that Rumi said, oh, remember, you have to be very sharp. There is no middle ground here. Is there? You understand perfectly the middle ground, politics middle ground, social activities middle ground, all of that. And you may think that you could apply that to what we are talking about. I'm sorry. I believe I have repeated myself here so many times. 97% being in love means being stupid. It has nothing to do with love. You're in love or you're not. In between, there is no in between. Good and bad are two sides of a coin in reality. So my reaction in reality should be accordingly. The other one I don't talk a lot because I have 100 reasons for. First of all, when I'm talking about that negative one, is me again, this one. But when I explain it, you feel I'm talking about you. And you will be offended. Do you remember why we started to tell the stories at the beginning? Is that because if I tell you the devil in you, you will be my enemy. And you will not listen anymore. I make stories because you could think about stories. You could have some feeling about good or bad in this story. But when it comes to you yourself, good or bad for you is what is good for me. Because this is what the brain was built for. So, the doubt comes out that, okay, if here I have to give up, really, really, I don't want to in a way. So what happened to that? The spirit of good faith and being mellow and blah blah blah, all of that, yes. We have a lot of nice words, but if you bring it in a wrong place, we'll be like this fella, doubting something which is dangerous. And he doubted it for what? Because these fellows are old, elderly people, so what? Yes.
The turpitude of befriending the hypocrites made the true believer wicked and rebellious like them. Again he was crying in supplication, O thou who knowest the inmost consciousness, do not leave me persisting in unbelief. My heart is not in my control as eyesight, else I would at this moment burn my heart in anger. In this thought, slumber seized him. To him, their mosque seemed full of dung.
You see the magic of this story? He was thinking, he was agitated, often offended, and having the doubt, and asking for forgiveness, all of that, suddenly, dream came over. Why? Because this is a story, we make it short. Okay, the dream came in, because we were talking about that dreaming, and the dream came in the simplest way. He saw something, because we're talking about vision, remember here, not understanding, vision. So he will see their mosque full of filth. Yes.
A corrupted place, its stones and filth. From the stones floated up black smoke. The smoke went into his throat and made it smart. Terrified by the bitter smoke, he sprang from sleep.
Okay, that reminds you something else. Remember in our story making? Do you remember when you were representing the Julius Caesar and you were trying to visit Omar? Remember? Over there Omar was sleeping and something should happen. So you should... The fellow should sneeze, Omar will wake up. Always we make an excuse not to make it consciously. It happens. There is no guarantee. It happens here. Suddenly, because of that smoke in the dream, he will wake up. Yes?
Forthwith, he fell on his face and wept, saying, O God, these things are the sign of disbelief. Wrath is better, O God, than such forbearance, which separates me from the light of faith. If you scrutinize the labor of them that follow falsehood, it is stinking coat upon coat like an onion, every one more pithless than another. In the case of the sincere, is more excellent than the other. Those folk tie 100 belts on their mantles in order to destroy the mosque of the people of Kuba. Even as the lords of the elephant in Abyssinia made a Kaaba, God set it afire. They made an attempt on the Kaaba in revenge. Read from the word how they fared.
Okay, you know this story. So what did we hear? The storyteller told us that, okay, suddenly he wake up and the enlightenment is there. He realized that, I was fooled. Because sometimes that negative stuff is much better than this. Sometimes you need the harshness. Sometimes you need this and that. All this came drop just with one simple dream. And Rumi turned it around to bring it to the elephant. It's a big surah in Quran which is talking about an elephant. He says, have you seen that? It happened. Historically it's like this. There is this fellow who will become jealous of Kaaba economically, because Kaaba become a center of all these caravans and economically is good. He will decide to make a Kaaba and he will make a cube out of wood. Then that wooden box will be burned. The fire will destroy that temple. Who will decide to have the revenge and come